Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. This is now the fifth on the topic of Shichas HaTorah. And we were analyzing the Gemara in Meseches Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Ches Amid Beis. There it says that when the rabbis entered the vineyard in Yavne, in Keren B'Yavne, they said the Torah is destined to be forgotten from the Jewish people. As it is stated, behold, days are approaching. Hinei amin ba'im neum Hashem. Shlachti Rav Baretz. It's going to be a hunger in the land, not a hunger for bread, not a thirst for water, but for hearing the words of Hashem. And it states they will drift from sea to sea, and from north to east they will roam to find the word of Hashem. They will not find it. V'no miyam ad yam, mitzafan mizrach yishot etu levakish dvar Hashem v'lo yimtzu. The Gemara says that this dvar Hashem is halacha. What does it mean, yishot etu levakish is dvar Hashem? They will roam to find the word of Hashem. So a woman's going to take a loaf of truma and go around the Bate Medreshios and Bate Knesios to know if it's Tamei or Tar. Says the Gemara, Im Tahorei, Im Tumehi, Behed Yaksiv Be, what's going to be the Shaila B'chal? It's Mefurish. Mikoloch HaShel Yeachel. All the food that is eaten, upon which water falls, shall contract impurity. So what's B'chal going to be their question? Rashi says, "V'torah shibichsav reksuvu menachas yikru v'yiru." Let them just read it in the Chumash. So, what's the idea? What's the problem of not knowing if it's Tamei or Tar? Just open up the Chumash and see. If water falls on it and then it comes into contact with something impure, it's impure. And if not, not. Rabbi Gemara explains, she wants to ascertain whether it's a Rishon Letuma or a Sheni Letuma, and that people don't know. That people aren't going to understand. And the Gemara says, "Hainami masnisinhi." That's an explicit Mishnah. How can they not going to know an explicit Mishnah? We learned in a Mishnah that Hasheret Shimsa B'Tanu Rapashi B'Sechu Shniyah Shetanu Tchila. If the carcass of a sheret, of a creeping animal, was found in the airspace of an oven, the bread inside of it assumes Sheni L'Tumah. It's second degree Tumah. Why? Because the sheretz is a avatuma, it makes the oven into a rishon letuma, and then the oven renders the bread a sheni letuma. And the Gemara launches into a discussion about that issue. That's the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. And then Rashbi comes along and he brings a raya. No, lo sishakach mi pizaro. Torah is not going to be forgotten. This Shira is not going to be forgotten. Chas v'shalom shetishtakach Torah Yisrael, God forbid, Torah is going to be forgotten. Now, the question is, what's Rashbi's raya? Rashbi's arguing with the Rav Hussein Sheva Karen B'Yavne. Harei lehedjim uvor b'gemara. We see explicitly in the Gemara there, that even according to the Rabbanan, they're not going to forget whether the kikar is Tamei or Tahora. Because Behed Yaksiv, like Rashi says, Mikola Ochel. Because Torah Shibichsav, you can't forget because it's written down. Open it up, open up a Chumash and read. So this Shira, which is Ksuvo Munachas, is not going to be forgotten. But what's the Raya about Torah Shibal Peh? Shall Zamu Rabbanan Shasidli Shtakach Mi Yisrael, talking about Torah Shibal Peh, not Torah Shibichsav. Now what's written? So what's Rashbi's? How's he arguing with them? He's agreeing with them, not bringing any proof against them. It's clear he is arguing. So what does he mean? And also, what do you need the pasuk? Ki los yishakach mi pizaro. It's ksuvu menachas lefanenu. It's written. So why do you need a special haftacha for something which is written in front of us? So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. That Rabbi Hoseinu hold that when Torah is going to be forgotten, it's not a dover tivi shel hasaras hamatana shel Torah. It's not this natural forgetting of Torah. Because like we said, they have this natural memory that they're going to be able to remember what was said. It's not a dover tivi shel hasaras hamatana shel Torah shai deizem in meila lo tishara Torah bikirvam, that they're going to forget the gift of Torah, and through this the Torah is not going to remain within them, because they're going to have a zichron tivi, they're going to still have some yediyah of halacha lemaisa, and that's not going to be batal. But rather, what are they going to forget? There's going to be an inyan chiyuvi here. It's not just going to be a davar tivi, some natural forgetting of Torah. There's going to be an active cause from above to make them forget Torah. Because if they would just be a zichron tivi, then it could be that they're going to remember certain things, they're still going to remember halacha lemaisa. But if it's an inyan chiyuvi, if it's this active positive cause to forget them, to forget their learning, so there's no nafkamina if it's baal peh or if it's written in a sefer. Hayad Hashem tiktzar, is God's hand too short to be mevatel as mashikasuv b'sefer, to be mevatel what's written in a book, just like he's mevatel what they have in their natural memory? And that it says in the Gemara that what's explicitly written they're going to know, even according to the Rabban and even according to them, that's only from the Avtach of Losi Shakach Mi Pizarro, which is going on Tarash B'Chsav. And through this, Mimela Yirei Ksuvu Menachas V'yek Reviyedu. So because of this Avtacha of Kilos Yishakach Mi Pizarro, the Torah is going to remain written before us. If not for that Avtacha, then people could not have a Sefer Torah. We could lose all our Sefer Torah. Hayad Hashem Tiktzar. So Hashem could work that out, but no. We have a Avtacha. What does the Avtacha say? Kilos Yishakach Mi Pizarro. And we're not going to forget. We're just talking about what's explicitly written. So from that we come to the distinction between Torah Shebuchsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. With the Torah Shebuchsav, they're going to remember because of Lo Sishakach Mi Pizarro. And Torah Shebaal Peh, they're going to forget even basic halachas, because there's going to be a active pu'ula mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu to cause them to forget. Not just their natural memory, but beyond that, there's going to be a special klala, mshamayim, of forgetting Torah, forgetting their Torah Shebaal Peh. So the fact that the Torah is ksuva munachas, that's from the avtacha of kilos yishakach mi pizarro. And the rest of the Torah, they're going to even forget pashat halachas. But Rashbi holds that if the discussion was an exerah chiyuvis of bittel Torah shebiyadam, and there's no chilik between Torah shebichsav and Torah shebaal peh, because what is the haftach of kilos yishakach mi pizarro according to Rashbi? There is going to be no bittel chiyuvi shel Torah. There's going to be no active forgetting of the Torah. And Mamela is also referring to Torah shebaal peh. Rashbi says, how can you make a distinction between Torah Shebaal Peh and Torah Shebaal Peh? The regular, the moment you have the pasuk of Kilat Shachach Mipi Zara, there's going to be no active gzera of forgetting Torah. That applies to both. And the rabbis want to make a distinction, Rabbi Sena Sheba Karen B'Yavneh. And they want to say, and it's talking about only Torah Shebaal Peh, but Torah Shebaal Sa, it's talking only about Kiddush Shav Mivizar, it's talking about only Torah Shebaal Peh, Shebaal Sav. Torah Shebaal Sav, they're going to have written in front of them, that's not going to be forgotten. But Torah Shebaal Peh will be. Mechi Tesi. When it says Kiddush Shakach Mipizar, it's talking about both. You can't make a distinction between Al Peh and Ksav. Is the Nidon Rak al Torah Shebichsav or also al Torah Shebaal Peh? The rabbis hold it's only Torah Shebichsav. And Rabbi Sena Sheba Karabi Avna hold it's also talking about Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Maharsha, he had a problem. He wanted to figure out what the rabbis are going to do with Kilos Yishakach Mipizaro. So he writes to the Machlokes team, Rabbanan and Rashbi. If, when it says there in the pasuk of Ashira Zos, it's only referring to the Shira. That's not going to be forgotten. And that's what Rabbi Seinu holds. Sheba Karen B'Yavneh. Or it's talking about the whole Torah. So we're saying a similar mahalach. We're also making distinctions between what they're going to forget and what not. But not between Torah Sheba Chsav and not between the Shira and the rest of the Torah. But between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Because the rabbis have no problem with us not forgetting Torah Shebichsav. It makes sense. It's Ksuva. So Hashem won't go so far that what's Ksuva, that what's already written in front of us, He's going to cause us to actively forget it. We're not even going to be able to find where it's written. Not even going to be able to have a Sefer Torah. So that's what we're going to forget, but the Torah Shebaal Peh. So that we're going to have, but the Torah Shebaal Peh, we're going to forget. And Rashbi says, Ma pitom, you can't make such a distinction. And therefore, Lo Sishakach Mipizaro is going on both Torah Shebichsav, and according to Rashbi, Torah Shebaal Peh, they're not going to forget either. When it says Yishotu and so Dvar Hashem v'lo yimtzu, it's talking about Mahalacha Bur Mishnah Bur Makom Echa, but not that the Torah is going to be forgotten. It's not going to all find it in one place. What is Rav going to do? Remember what Rav, we had Rav before? Rav says they're going to forget their Torah, and we explained in the previous year, they're going to forget their Torah Minash Shemayim. It's the Torah Minash, the special understanding that comes with the Matana of Torah Minash Shemayim. That's what they're going to forget. So what is he going to do with the Pasuk of Lissus Yishakach? He doesn't have a problem with it at all. Because his Torah is written. So let them read it. He's not talking about Shikha Chiyuvit. He's not talking about this act of forgetting. He's talking about the Bittul of Matana of Torah Minash Shemayim, that special divine aspect of the Torah. And this is not Shaykh to the Shira, to the Torah, that's Munachas Luxuba. So in the Mela, this is only, this Pasuk only relates to the Machlokas between Rabbi Seinu and Rashbi. They're talking about the Shikha Chiyuvit of the Torah. Is there going to be or isn't there going to be? So they have to explain. Rabbi Seinu have to explain Kedoshah Shakach Mipizaro. That The Torah will be forgotten. There's going to be an act of forgetting, not only Zichron Tivi, but in Shemaim, they're going to make us actively forget the Torah. It's going to be a special klala. It says, Kilosi Shakach Mipizar, how are you going to do with that? So the rabbis make a distinction between Torah Shebuch Sav and Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebuch Sav not forgotten, Torah Shebal Peh, yes. So the Apasiyata Deshmai explains the Hemshech HaSugya. And B'Yotzos Hashem Darkeinu, in the next shir, we will hopefully explain the Sugya in Bava Basra, which we presented in one of the previous segments of this shir. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.